Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 16, 2023. What I would ask the Creator. Question. One day, a woman had a dream that there was the Creator behind the counter of the store. What can I buy from you? The woman asked. You can buy everything from me, the Creator replied. Then give me health, happiness, love, success, and a lot of money. God went into the back room and returned with a small paper box. Is that all? The woman exclaimed. Yes, God replied, didn't you know that my store sells only seeds? So, we have everything we need to grow? Seeds are given to us. The main question is, how can we understand this and how can we grow them? Watering, caring for, and so on? Answer, this is the meaning of life. It is not easy to understand what the Creator requires of you and how you should behave every moment. Question, is this growing seeds? To understand what He wants from me and how I should behave? Answer, yes. Question, but this initial one, that I do not need anything around, that everything is in me, how can I come to this? Answer, you just have to believe in it. Everything is built into me, I just have to try to put myself in the right environment. Question, is it called like seeds in the soil? Answer, yes, and then everything that is necessary will sprout in me. Question, what do I water these seeds with? Answer, with your sweat. Question, so my efforts and in general everything that I go through is what I water these seeds with? Answer, yes, and they will germinate. Question, what would you ask the Creator if, say, He was standing in front of you? Answer, in principle, the maximum wisdom is to agree with Him in everything. Cancel yourself completely before Him so that no thoughts and feelings arise in addition to what I get from Him. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 13, 2023. We can live without wars. Igor writes, now I am reading the Balhasu Lam's article The Freedom. Cool article. It is as if he wrote it today. And a lot of questions arise. Here, for example, it is written, we must be watchful not to bring the views of people so close that disagreement and criticism among the wise and scholarly might be terminated, for the love of the body naturally brings with it proximity of views. And should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress in concepts and ideas will cease, as well, and the source of knowledge in the world will dry out. Question, but isn't it because of disagreements that all these wars are happening today? Wouldn't it be better if there were no disagreements? Answer, no. Then everything would be very unilateral, one-sided. Without contradictions, humanity would not be able to move forward and develop. Comment, so, in principle, all these wars are necessary? My response, I am not talking about wars. Everything can be settled by other methods. You do not have to fight right away. Question, why do we always want to resolve disagreements with wars and drastic decisions? Answer, like little children, this is what humanity looks like today. Question, Balhasu Lam is talking about completely different solutions? Answer, absolutely about all disagreements. We need to decide everything when we sit together and discuss. Question, Igor writes further, but there are no people who would like criticism. People lie when they say the opposite. Is it possible to educate a person so that he will want criticism? Answer, of course. Contradictions are where truth is revealed. Question, so you can accept criticism? Answer, without criticism, how can a person develop? Question, you even want it turns out? Answer, I do want it, of course. Question, and you do not resist it? Answer, I do not resist at all. On the contrary. The more criticism, the more opinions and disagreements, the more can be revealed. Who, where, how, And why in this way did the Creator create society, man, and us in such a contradictory form? And only in this way is the truth comprehended. Question: so you are saying that what a person should desire is a result of criticism? Answer: truth is learned through argument. Question: next. Why, having declared at the beginning that criticism is creative, we later come to the point of destroying it? Answer: because everyone likes to put pressure on the other until he agrees. And if he does not agree, I will kill him. You see how everything is done in the world. Our egoism prevails over all other opportunities to discuss and grow. Comment: but on the other hand, we say that egoism is our nature. It must stick out. My response: after all, we have to correct it somehow. Question: so our task all the time is to saddle it? Answer: yes. Question: when is criticism constructive and when is it destructive? Answer: you can see it from here. When it leads to mutual discussion and ultimately agreement, it is positive. And when it leads to contradictions, even to the point of war and destruction, then of course, it is harmful. Comment: but humanity always comes after all the wars. My response: and that is egoism, which we do not work with. There is nothing you can do about it. Comment: but after the wars, it comes to the conclusion that it is advisable to sit, talk, discuss. My response: this is because war still gives some kind of awareness of evil. But then again. Question: if you come to internal criticism, does the external one disappear? Asks Igor. So we can say that external criticism is an indicator that internal criticism is absent? Is this true or not? Answer: yes, yes. Question: and the question, what happens in a corrected world full of goodness, love, as you say? Is there criticism there? Answer: it all depends on a person's upbringing and how he educates himself. Question: here we have come to a world that is full of love and kindness. We are heading there. Are there any criticisms there? Answer: there is criticism, of course. Necessarily. There are a huge number of opinions and contradictions, but all this is discussed and constantly brought to some common denominator along which all of humanity advances. This is what is called that everything is decided at the level of love. Question: love will cover everything. Is this what they say? Is this how things work in a corrected world? Answer: of course. And only over disagreements remain. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 6, 2023. If one slanders, the whole system suffers. Do not let your mouth make your flesh sin. One must not let one's mouth cause the arrival of an evil thought, and cause the holy flesh, in which the holy covenant is imprinted, to sin. Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Leila Dekla, The Night of the Bride, Item 131. A person should watch his speech. He needs to understand that only good, real, and true can come from his mouth. In this case, he gets closer to the Creator. Slander causes bad thoughts, which can cause the holy flesh to be involved in sin. Holy flesh is not just our thoughts, but desires when we begin to strive for all kinds of fulfillment in this world. Therefore, one must be careful not to immerse oneself in such desires and pleasures and not to allow oneself to elevate them to the degree of holiness. If a person has any internal complaints about other people or the Creator, then, in principle, this is normal. But if he spills them out with his mouth, then both he and the one to whom his words are addressed suffer, because we are all interconnected. Only in our physical world are we separated by distances and the inability to hear and feel each other, but in fact, there are no obstacles to this. Therefore, if one person slanders, then the whole system suffers. From CAB TV's Introduction to the Book of Zohar, November 12, 2023. The push for correction. Question: is it preferable to work with the Creator when you have merged with Him through your efforts and you understand this, or when you are not in connection with Him but must make efforts and relate everything to Him? Answer: what is better in the eyes of the Creator? It is when you make an effort. Question: so is working in Lolishma, receiving for oneself, preferable in the eyes of the Creator? Answer: on one hand, yes. Because it pushes you to make efforts toward correction. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 4, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam from Lolishma, we come to Lishma.